So in other words, that's why the growth of 1,000 plus stain remover has not been as evident as it will be in the future. It now accounts for the majority of the sales volume. And this focus is increasing efficiency in production and in marketing. The core objective of the business plan is to keep projecting 1,000 plus into the hardware sector as our core sector and to achieve widespread placement in that sector. If we were in approximately half of those stores with two bottles per week in that sector, then our top line revenue would be approximately $10 to $15 million per year at the wholesale level. But bear in mind, that's for one product, one sector, and one region, North America. And interestingly, if 90% of households never hear or care about our lead product, and only 10% ever became regular customers of 1,000 plus, then the product would likely be $40 to $50 million per year. So to put that number into perspective, our sales would only need to be $2 to $3 million for us to be profitable with the current infrastructure model, and there is a strong, enhanced, profitable operation that occurs when exceeding that level, because perhaps counterintuitively, it's actually easier to operate a firm that is growing in size that is profitable rather than coping with the frustrations and inefficiencies of operating on a short-term basis in every decision that one makes financially. So our manufacturing model contributes to that future profitability because it does not require capital investment for capacity growth, as that is being provided by our suitable production partners. And that arrangement is working very well, and it actually is a classic example of our operational accomplishment, because the efficient and orderly retirement of a production facility that is outdated by that time when the lease came up for renewal has its own complications, and these were dealt with systematically and replaced on an orderly basis with new capacity that is actually far higher, but which does not demand of us high overheads. Instead, the cost becomes a variable cost. Now, as to how long that level of growth that I've just described will take, it's not so much a matter of the calendar so much as tipping points. If we were available in stores of just the principal groups alone, then we would be in more than half of the entire North American hardware sector. And by that I mean Home Depot, Lowe's, the Orgill customer base, Do It Best, True Value, and Ace. Those stores by themselves account for 25,000 outlets, which is more than half. So with the right tipping points, that could happen. And what those tipping points are is the crux of the question. Who has to say yes to unlock the door to 1,000 plus being carried in the warehouses and distribution centers of all of the locations covered by those few banners? Looked at from that perspective, it's actually not such a large number of people that have to say yes. And these key people have seen that we are still here, we're committed and long-term in our thinking toward the brand, so actually our odds of gaining the desired listings increases with time, not decreases. Now, our other core products that have been retained are still in the picture. They're going to still receive some stimulus, and we'll be providing nice expansion opportunity in the future. I'm really just describing the focus that is at the heart of the operation. Now, we also all know that marketing investment is an important factor in being able to project the brand into the industry and to the industry's own consumers. Our 2013 financing will provide more of this if we advance toward our SEC registration and uplisting to the OTCQB or the OTC Bulletin Board. There is a great deal of capital available on favorable terms to companies that have a combination of attractive business developments and continued elevation in the public company tiers, And that combined with reasonable, sensible arrangements with parties who will help us out in the meantime combines, you know, toward a way through the challenges of where we are and the opportunities and upside of where we want to be. Now, one thing that sets Winning Brands apart from the majority of peers in the Pink Sheets, and something I feel quite strongly about, is that we actually have more going for us than many. In fact, more than the majority. We have a common sense operational advancement track record. We're also highly accountable, quite easily seen in what we do and understood in what we do. And I even make a point of studying the capital environment and the circumstances of some of our peer companies to determine what the norms are across various operating metrics. So I'm very familiar with a large number of junior public companies that have much larger accumulated deficits with actually much less going for them than we do. Many of them, astonishingly, do not even have revenue at all, let alone finished products. We are not typical in this regard, and we have a number of factors that are favorable as leading indicators for our success eventually. So in my opinion, the coming years will be much better than our formative years and will prove the point that perseverance with a good plan can deliver the desired outcomes in due course, and that we do not need a huge increase in sales in order to be profitable, that is to say, not huge relative to where we really can be, should be, and I believe will be in due course. So again, thank you for your question.